Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the 2-for-1 Special Podcast. My name is Brandon. With me, as always, my boy LJ and the OG dad himself, man. Y'all go ahead and talk to these listeners, man.
What's up? What's up?
What's up?
All right, everybody. Now, welcome back. Now, welcome back to another episode. Now, before we get started, just want to shout out everybody that follow us on our TikTok. We almost at 6K, so we truly appreciate y'all for following us on TikTok and showing us love over there. So, like I said, hopefully we can make some out of it, cause Dad got a whole bunch of stuff that he want to do with the people with our followers. So, like I said, hopefully we can make that happen. But like once again, thank you for everybody who be tuning into the TikToks, cause we almost at 6 million. We almost at 6K.
Now that's be
now if we hit 6 mil overnight, I don't know what I do, but
I should right. We should not be working our jobs.
You ain't lying, but once again, thank everybody over there for the TikTok. Hopefully, y'all enjoy the content over there. Now on today's episode, Dad hit me up talking about a strike that's going on. So when I asked him what it was, he was like, "Man, the video game people might get into a strike." I was like, "Oh, snap." So later on the podcast, Dad gonna explain what's going on with that. So that's gonna be the main topic. But before we get into that, Dad, go ahead and talk to these people, man. What's going on in sports?
So, I wanna start off by saying, I told you so when it came to Colorado. I said they're going to lose the next two games.
Right.
And they did. The USC one should not have been that close at all.
I was about to say, do you really want to talk about your USC game? Because that was
No, because like we let off the gas, and that was stupid.
Right.
We let off the gas and then gave them confidence like they could hang with us. But that being said, they still lost the two games. USC defense is always going to be scary to me while it's a Lincoln Riley team. So, you know, Lincoln Riley doesn't really believe in defense like that. I wish he did, but he don't. And Colorado don't really believe in protecting Shadur also. So
right.
He do need to go get him some offensive linemen out that portal.
They need a defense line as well.
Well,
they need a whole new defense.
So his defensive line is like decent,
right?
But like he went against two elite offensive lines back to back,
right?
So there's not much you could do. And plus, Caleb Williams does Caleb Williams things, you know. So, it is what it is. Did you guys watch the ending of the LSU Ole Miss game?
I did. The LSU is garbage for that. I did. I'm sorry. I had to put that out there. LSU is garbage for that.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
Pretty much any SEC game I'm watching. But yeah, LSU dirty. They garbage. They deserve not to be in the top 25, even though they probably is though. But still, I'm sorry, Dad. Go ahead.
No, I think they fell out.
Yeah, they have that game in hand and let it slip away.
They did.
Neither defense played.
To say LSU supposed to have a defense, but obviously neither one has one. We already knew Ole Miss didn't have one, so.
Yeah, but like this goes to my point that like SEC defense is more of a idolization of what they used to have.
Now let's keep
to
now,
what it is now.
Hold on,
LJ. Let's keep it real. SEC is not like what it used to be.
That's my point.
That's your point? Okay, because the SEC used to run football, but now with the NILs and all that stuff, it's no longer. I don't know which conference you can say is pretty much dominating, but the SEC ain't what it used to be. But go ahead, LJ.
I don't think there's no conference dominating, but I just wanted to say, out of those two teams, well, LSU was supposed to have a defense, but I don't trust their coach anyway. I never trust him when he was at Notre Dame,
and I don't trust him now.
Brian Kelly's never been a defensive coach.
Yeah. Right. So I don't trust him anyway. But Lane Kiffin is like Lincoln Riley. He does not believe in defense. He believes in offense and going to a shootout, and I have the bigger gun, and I'm going to outshoot you. That's what he believes in. So that's why I was like, that's too, I mean, that was, it shouldn't have been, but that was just a defensive game on first, I mean, offensive game.
But even like the, I'm not clowning my neck by saying this, but even the Auburn and Georgia game, defense wasn't great in that one either. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it was good defense.
Bro, to be honest with you, we should have won that game.
Decent defense, but it wasn't great defense. You should have won that game.
Because
that
last drive, I saw them give up. Because dude literally legit was running to the touchdown, and bro who was behind him literally just stopped running. Like, bro, you could have easily made that tackle. But he just
– I don't think he could have cashed up. But it also unfair. We had the best secondary in football. Because we had a whole bunch of fourth years and fifth years people on there. But all of them are now hurt. So now we have a bunch of rookies up in there. And they don't know what they're doing. Like our last experienced guy, I think we have two more. Jalen Simpson's still out there, so he's okay. And then our other guy went down the play before. It was like either the play or two plays before. Our other experienced corner had went down. And they went to that side. And Brock Powers just skipped his way all the way down the line, and we got that touchdown. And I was not surprised by that.
He did, man. We should have won that game for real.
And last thing, how do you follow up winning 70-20 by getting blown out the next week by the Buffalo Bills 48-20?
They had to pay the price. They had to pay a price for blowing out the Broncos.
They were hyping them up. They were hyping Miami up. Yeah, y'all got four receivers that can go 20-plus miles per hour, but they were just hyping them up.
So this is a message to that one person who was in my mentions talk about the Dolphins going to go undefeated and all this stuff.
That was dumb.
How you look now?
I will say, at least we now know who's the worst team in the NFL now.
Who?
The Bears.
The Bears are currently the worst team.
Carolina,
the Bears,
by a long shot.
Right, you must have not saw the game today because they had the toilet bowl today. The Bears was up by 21 points and lost 38-28 to the Broncos.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I saw that. Because I was about to text you that. I was about to text you again saying Russell garbage, but they won. That's why I ain't text you.
I mean, he's still garbage. He's washed. I'm sorry. But he's washed.
I'll say if the Bears versus Carolina next week, even though they ain't playing them next week, but if they did play each other next week, Bears would have won. Because Bryce Young do not look good out there.
The Bears currently have the number one and number two pick in a draft. If the draft were to start today, the Bears will have number one and number two.
And your boy is not going over there. I tell you that right now, Dad. Your boy is not going over there.
See, here's the thing. When he said that, like, yeah, I hear you, but I don't believe you.
Right. Like, I mean, he might put like Eli Manning.
Do you think he's going to go in the draft next year?
That's what he would need to do. He would need to force a trade. He would need to force a trade.
So if he do get to the draft, and let's say the Bears,
he's going number one.
We know that.
Outside of injury, there's no scenario where Caleb Williams does not go number one.
Oh yeah, for sure, we know that. But let's just say the Bears do get the number one pick, or if they do got, I don't know, because I don't keep a football like that. But let's say they do get the number one pick. Do you think he should go ahead and get drafted? And if he do get drafted, like you said, do you think he should request a trade?
So, if I were him, like, because the Bears don't show any type of competence when it comes to putting a team around a quarterback.
Right.
Or even letting the quarterback play to his strengths. So, like, I would not want to play for Chicago. But it sucks when Chicago's going to have the number one and probably number two or three pick in the draft. You know what I'm saying? So, like, And you don't want to play another year of college where you're not getting, well, you're getting paid NIL money, but you're not getting paid NFL money.
You're right.
So, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, he could go to the he could play another year in college and light it up again. But what is he doing? Like say for example, he gets up there for a Heisman again. May win, it may not, but he's definitely gonna be in the running. Uh-huh. If only reason why I say he will not come back if they make the playoff and they don't win it, and then like he's just like determined to win the playoff, win the thing.
Right.
But I'm be honest with our defense. I don't even see us making the playoff. I'm be honest.
Think so?
Not with Oregon out there.
I'm about to say more than likely the Pac-12 championship is gonna be them in Oregon.
So we put Oregon the last week of the season.
Oh wow! So yeah, that really gonna determine everything.
So yeah, to be honest with you, they may play them twice.
That'd be a back to back.
Back to back.
Yeah. So what I need is like Oregon State to beat Oregon, like just something like
not
that.
Not gonna happen.
Oregon State beat Utah. Granted, Cam Rising didn't play.
Now I will say this. I will say this though. How Bo Nix is. Because Bo Nix usually choke around the end of the season. And what Bo Nix will probably do is he may lose to an unranked team out the blue. Because that's what he did like the previous year, and that's what he did at Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
Every year, for some strange reason, Bo Nix always lose to a surprise ranked team. Yeah. Like everybody, he just do it out the blue. We don't know why. So he may lose to an unranked team. It could be Oregon State.
Speaking of Bo Nix, I don't defend the man, but I just want to say one thing about him. Everybody starts saying, like, he's been in the league longer than Justin Herbert was in the NFL. I need people to understand, that game was his freshman year. That was like their first, that was literally his first game. That was his first game.
Bro, I saw that,
I was like, that was his first game. That was legitimately his first game at Auburn against Justin Herbert and the Oregon Ducks. I just want to put that out there.
It's a funny realization. That's how long Bo Nix.
He's a fifth-year senior, yeah, but he got that extra year from college.
But like he played all 5 years though. You know what I'm saying?
He did.
It's not like he was like sitting on the bench for most of that time.
Right.
You know?
Right. Well, he did sit on the bench at Auburn, but that was because he was injured. Also.
Yeah. But we'll see though. All I know is that Pac-12 gonna be interesting because it's gonna be USC versus Oregon, and both of them can throw. Oregon got the crazy running game and they got a good defense. Same with USC, they got an amazing offense, and their defense, depending on what kind how they feeling, can also be deadly. And then Oregon be putting up hundreds, 50, 60. I think the most they put up, the least they put up was 48, maybe. Against
something like that,
yeah. So I don't know. They're gonna be good ass game. And then, like I said, more than likely for the Pac-12 championship, it's gonna be them again, and that's gonna be interesting to see. So, you know, only time will tell with that though. But you got anything else that?
That's all I got for right now.
I got you.
The lowest output they had was week two. Where it was 38-30.
Yeah, who they playing against?
Texas Tech.
Yeah. See, because they almost lost that one. Like I said, Bo Nix, for some strange reason, he would just find a way to lose to an unranked team out the blue.
So here's what I'm looking at for Oregon, just real quick before we move on.
Yeah.
Next week they have a bye, but the week after they play at Washington. Washington is ranked pretty high,
yeah,
I believe. But Michael Phoenix is not a joke right now. He's also lighting it up too.
Right.
So that's because they have Washington, Washington State, and then Utah. If they come out 3-0, they're winning the conference in that.
Who's in Oregon?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. We just got to see. Like I said, the Pac-12 gonna be an interesting one because Bo pretty much since Colorado is in the Pac-12, since Oregon and USC beat them, Pac-12 getting all the action right now. It used to be SEC, now it's Pac-12. And I'm pretty sure all eyes are on Bo Nix and Caleb Williams. I guarantee you. Watch. So we just gotta wait. We just gotta wait and see. So come November, all hell break loose, because that's when the bowl game's gonna come.
Yeah, I made a mistake. Our last game is against UCLA, but UCLA doesn't count for anything. So.
Oh wow.
That's why they count them. You know? If I'm being technical, our last game.
That man beef with you. UCLA is real.
I understand.
But everybody, that is your sports talk brought to you by Dad. And also, he be doing little segments on his TikTok, which will be in the description. So y'all go follow him up on that. So y'all can go head to head in the comment section. All right, so let's jump into David Dose anime. Because Dad got to watch his football. And LJ got to watch his Overwatch League tournament. All right. Now let's get straight into it, if I can pull it up. We're going to start off with LJ's favorite anime. I finna say Outpost. I don't know where Outpost come from. One Piece. Luffy and Kaido finally ends. I don't know where it came from. It just popped in my head. But Luffy and Kaido finally end their battle after 4 years. And according to that right there, because I did some research, that's the longest fight in anime history. So how y'all feel about that?
That's really deceptive. Because it wasn't like it was one continuous fight.
See, everybody was saying that. Happened. Everybody was saying that.
But it's the truth. It's deceptive. Because they fought four times, so you can say they fought once a year. You can say that. But it's more of they fought, Luffy lost, ran away, the team got some more people on their side, fought him again, ran away again. Got captured. I mean, it's a whole thing. Yes, they fought for 4 years, but that's really deceptive. I'm just going to say.
Yeah.
Dad, what you think about that?
When I read that, I was like, it's not like a long old Dragon Ball, like original Dragon Ball Z thing. Like, no, it was a fight, separate, get a breather, fight, separate, get a breather, you know, and then just. Now it's officially over, but we'll see.
I got you. So for everybody out there, Luffy and Kaido battle finally ended, I think, about 2-3 weeks ago. And apparently that was the longest fight in anime. Like I said, I do not know, but that's what a lot of people are saying. But I think Dragon Ball probably beat them.
I think for a continuous fight, this Dragon Ball.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Still. Oh, yeah, for sure. Now, I don't know if y'all or LJ, because I know Dad be keeping up with My Hero manga, but I don't know if you be keeping up with manga lately, LJ, but it's a new manga came out called Kurobachi, and everybody's saying, and it's only got one chapter, I think the second one about to come out one of these days, I don't know, but Kurobachi, they saying, this is him, let me show you, this right here, if it kind of falls.
Uh-huh.
But they saying that this is the new big three in manga. After one chapter.
Who's talking? Do you know who writing it?
No. I made a video about it though, but I don't feel like. Well, hold on.
It's fine because unless it's made by a big shonen mangaka,
I think it is.
Okay. Even then, it don't matter. It's only one chapter. Like, how you go?
Now you know how.
That's just the bad. That's the bandwagon fans that just looking for something new to get on because all the other ones are ending or they tired of it or something. Else, I can't take that seriously.
Yeah, because right, My Hero ending, Jujutsu Kaisen ending, what else? Well, you can't say One Piece, because One Piece is almost, but I could say about 5 more years. But it's somewhat ending. So, yeah, all the big manga pretty much is ending. Demon Slayer gone. Black Clover.
Demon Slayer being gone.
Yeah, but Black Clover is back and forth, so we don't, you know. Oh no! It's 3 months, but still, people don't wait that long because they went over to the new website. I forgot, but still, pretty much all the big manga stuff out there is pretty much done. So you know, I can see why the community saying this is the big three, because legit there's no big other big name manga out there. All the big name manga out there is pretty much done, and the ones that's still there, like I said, like Black Clover on hiatus, and Dragon Ball, they drop whenever they feel like dropping. So I can, you know, I see where they come from, but it's only like one chapter, but it is good though. I read it, it's good, but I won't say like it's big three, you know what I mean? But you know, but Dad, what you thought that?
I'm going to start a petition.
Oh my God.
I'm going to start a petition. In the manga community, in the anime community,
you gonna get so much beef. You gonna get
to get the three words, the big three, out of the vocabulary.
Yeah, we need to stop.
It needs to stop. Let it get a full run. Like let one chapter is not enough.
You're right.
It's not. It's not even close to be enough. You can't crown somebody. That's like crowning a running back after the first run is 10 yards, saying he's going to be the GOAT.
Well, that's what they did. They was doing with Bijan Robinson, I will say. Bijan Robinson started
anybody credible doing that, though? Back.
No, you're right. Nobody credible doing it. I'm just saying they start being like Bijan Robinson is the next running back to bring running backs back to the forefront.
The next running back not to get paid. That's what they're saying.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, you're right.
But let's chill out with this. I'm going to read the manga now because I need to know what all the hype's about.
I ain't gonna lie, it's good though. I ain't gonna lie, it's good.
I believe you that it's good, but is it like goat good all of a sudden?
No,
like,
it's one chapter. How
now, LJ, you know how the community get though. You know how the community.
That's what I'm saying. I'm gonna start this petition.
Hey, Dad. Speaking about manga, talk to me, My Hero. What you think? Because the new one just came out today.
I haven't got to it yet.
You haven't got to it? But what's your thoughts, though, on the latest one that you read? What's your thoughts? What you think? What I spoiled?
I can't, because I don't know what happens yet. Because the last thing that happened, it like left that as a cliffhanger, so mm-hmm.
Do you think, I ain't going to say it, but do you think you know what going to make it out?
No.
Okay. Okay.
No.
Okay. That's all I got to say. Cause I read it cause I went grocery shopping, and when I came home, it just popped up on my Twitter, and I was like, let me go ahead and read it cause I know Dad probably already read it. And like I said, I don't know, but I'm gonna let you read it and then we gonna come back. But I'm with you on that, Dad. I don't know. I just don't see it. But if somehow he can pull it off, that'd be
And he better not pull it off.
You don't think so?
He better not pull it off.
You don't think so? I don't know. We just gotta wait to see. But that'd be a big plot armor if he survives. That's all I gotta say. Now we got two more. Bleach. 1,000-Year Blood War. Is coming, or part three. I didn't know we even got part three. But Bleach, 1,000-Year Blood War, part three will show in 2024. And everybody got pissed off because they wanted to come during the holiday. So, what y'all think about that?
I mean, that's just Disney trying to make as much money as they can.
You think that's Disney's fault?
Yeah, I mean, it's on Hulu. Who owns Hulu? Disney.
Right.
Who's producing it? Disney.
You're right.
So, it's Disney's fault.
What you thought that they wait until next year to bring back?
I don't care. As much as I love Bleach, I'm sick of it at this point. Right.
Now, the reason why I ain't mean to cut you off, though, Dad, but the reason why people was pissed off, part two didn't take as long as part three. So I just want to put that out there. That's why they pissed off.
Yeah, I haven't watched it. I'm just waiting for everything to come out so I can binge watch it at one time because I'm tired of just cutting stuff up.
Same here.
But from my understanding and what my friend was telling me, they've cut out some, maybe it wasn't that important, but it was like things that people was hoping to see.
Right.
So because of that, people are upset that they've cut that out and it took less time to make, or, you know, it would have been okay if it were like, oh, we was rushing this, you know, we gonna put this all together, right? But that's not what ended up happening. So
I got you. But go ahead, Dad. I ain't mean to cut you off.
No, I'm be honest, like, I totally lost my train of thought.
I got you. But for everybody out there, part three for Bleach will not come until 2024. We don't know the date, but somewhere in 2024 is when it's going to come. Now, the last piece of Daily Dose of Anime, Jujutsu Kaisen. Now, for the people who been keeping up with the manga, I'm not going to spoil it for the people who haven't, but something happened in the latest chapter. They got the whole community riled up. So what's going on is people from across the world are sending threats to the author to the point where he had to go into hiding. So how y'all feel about that?
Why are we like this? Why?
People stupid.
I don't know.
Just people being stupid. It's always. They get butt hurt because they fear the character died or something stupid. Whatever. It's not
your story to tell.
Right.
So that's my opinion. People are dumb.
You right.
I'm sick of it.
What you got to say?
There's no help in them. They almost is brain dead. They are the most brain dead. Like I say, it's the level is the people who send death threats are on high, and then Barto and Attack on Titan fans are second, right under them. But that's who take the top cake as the most brain dead person on Earth, usually.
I guess I don't see why they did that. Like I said, it's a fake character. I knew when I saw that chapter, when I saw what made people mad, I was like, yeah, I knew it was going to come, and it came. But like I said, it's just a manga. It's not real people, but you know how people feelings get, and they think something that's fake real, but you do know it is what it is. So for everybody out there, y'all made a Jujutsu Kaisen author. I think he went into hiding, but I know he was getting like a whole bunch of threats. I think he did win the hiding because I don't have the article that I screenshot.
I wouldn't blame him.
But I think he did win the hiding. But yeah, everybody was sending him messages and threats all over the place.
But also, if he's coming from halfway across the world, so I'm just saying, if it was me and I got a threat from halfway across the world, I'm going to say it's not real until something happens and then I see like a foreigner comes at me. I'll be like, okay, I'll take it serious now. But if it's somebody, a foreigner coming across the world and saying, it's like, I'm here in America and somebody from Egypt saying, I'm going to come kill you in their native language, I'd be like, that's impressive for you to, you spent your money, you spent your hard-earned money to get a trip from your home country to all the way over here, which probably wasn't cheap, and then you had to track me down. So, I mean, you really could be using those skills for something else, but I mean,
right
to each their own at that point.
You're right, but you know how we can get, or you know how people can get. But everybody, that is your Daily Dose of Anime, brought to you by the Instagram page. Because I don't know what the hell happens to the Facebook page, but that
the Facebook page is dead.
Yeah, I think some. I don't know. I think they dodged it.
Yeah, the Facebook page is done.
I'm about to say, did Randall kill it?
Nah, I ain't kill it. The people who reported killed it, because I think that's copyright in whatever that island is. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's gone. He's on Instagram now. But to the main story. Now, Dad hit my DM up. And I ain't going to lie, at first, Dad, when you sent me that post, I legit thought you finna get a video game award. I ain't gonna lie to you. That's why I asked you, like, what it is. I was like, damn, they have to get a video game award. But when you told me, I was like, oh, that's what that is. Because it's a congratulations or something. I was like, damn, they have to run it up. But yeah, Dad sent me a DM. And I think, when, I don't know when we talked about this, but I know we talked about it. I think it was on Petty House. But we called it. All three of us called it. We knew it was going to happen, but I don't think it happened. But I'm going to let Dad tell the story. But we called it. I knew something similar like this was going to happen. LJ called it, and then Dad, you called it as well. But I saw this coming. So, but Dad, the floor is all yours. Go ahead and tell these folks what's going on with the video game industry.
Okay, so SAG-AFTRA, which is the union for actors. Members have voted 98.32% in favor of a strike authorization on interactive media agreement that covers members worked on video games and stuff like that. So basically they not have gone into strike yet, but they have like the bargaining chips that, hey, we could go to strike at any moment. We got the authorization. Y'all better take us seriously. And they are currently already in negotiations with a lot of people like Activision, Blind Light, Disney, EA, Insomniac, Epic, Take-Two, among a bunch of other ones they're already in negotiations with. And I'm going to put, because voice actors, especially in video games, are criminally underpaid.
Right.
And let me give you guys an example. You guys know who Troy Baker is, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Troy Baker, who voiced many memorable characters. He was the Hulk in Avengers. He was Batman in the Lego series, as well as plenty of other games. But the one I want to focus is on Last of Us, okay?
Gotcha.
He is Joel in Last of Us.
Yep.
Now, we can agree that Joel is a main character in the Last of Us series.
Right.
That being said, Last of Us as a brand has grossed over the $1 billion mark,
mm-hmm.
as far as profits,
mm-hmm.
made off the game. Now, it might seem like a lot to you, but compared to all the work he's done, Troy Baker net worth is $6 million.
I'm not that surprised.
He should be worth a lot more, in my opinion. Then you can get into the debates of, well, animators need to be paid more and everything like that. You can say the same thing. This is what the writers are striking for, because they deserve to be paid more also. The split on how much between the owners in video games or how much the publishers make and stuff like that, to where how much the people who are working on the game make, is ridiculous. And there needs to be a bigger cut for the actors, and then hopefully that'll start a domino effect to where like the animators get paid better and stuff like that, and like the editors, and some say the editors, people vetting the game should be paid less because how jacked up games have become when they come out, but that's a whole different subject. But people need to start knowing, like, getting paid their worth and start knowing, like, what they bring to the company. Because there's no way the Last of Us should be, like, $1 billion and the main character was not even paid 1% of it.
Right.
So, you guys have any thoughts or anything like on that?
You want to go ahead? Oh, you go ahead.
Sure. This is a brand new strike, right? This is not part of the...
Yeah, it is brand new.
So this...
Brand
new. Okay. So...
And they haven't went on strike yet. They have the bargaining chips that we can go on strike.
Gotcha. And that's cool, and they definitely should be getting paid more money. But it's always... this is not my opinion, because I take in more... of that type of media, more cartoon media, more voice acting media than I do live action stuff. So I definitely want them to get paid and get paid what they worth. But I feel like I'm in the minority of that situation. We at our whole are probably in the minority of that. Because people are going to say, oh, well, why don't they just, they only using their voice. It's not like they actually acting or doing, or, you know, physically acting. And I hate that argument. But that's always an argument that comes up. It's a stupid argument, 100%. But that's always an argument that comes up is where they not, it's only them using their voice. But people don't realize that's even more harder than, you know, physically acting. Because sometimes you're not even playing off of anybody. You're just, you might get a little soundtrack. But a lot of times those people aren't with you in that situation. So that's just me. I'm not even playing devil advocate. I already hear what people are saying is that they're not actually physically acting. They only voice acting. And people, for some reason, have that mentality of that's two different things, and you're really not. So I say, if they not paying you, strike and go get your money. But that I already know that's what some people are thinking.
Here's my thing. In the next 5 years, maybe 10, voice after video games is going to be non-existent. Here's why. Because AI finna take over, and they going to use AI to voice these characters in these video games. So if I was...
But this is what they're negotiating also. To not have AI voices take over.
But you know for a fact, one of the game studios going to have AI voice actors, because they're going to be like, why do I need... I don't know how much video game folks have to get paid, but let's just say they pay about $250-$300
an hour. It really depends on the voice you're getting and what they're doing.
You're right. But let's just say, on average, they paying them about $350 an hour to come voice act. And it takes about 6 months, let's say. So... Mm-hmm. If I was a small company, why would I pay that voice actor $350 an hour to where I could just go somewhere, buy an AI translator or voice modifier for about maybe $15, $30, $40, $50 and call it a day?
And my thing would be so you could be a good human being, but as we know with these companies, you know they could care less about
they
that.
They do not care. But that's
so... But that's the whole reason why the original people are striking the Writers Guild and the Actors Guild, because they said that the companies literally said, hey, we're going to record your voice and then we're just going to AI enhance it.
Yeah, put in AI so we can keep on using it forever.
And that's so wrong, because in my situation, in my mind, I'm like, I should be getting royalties from that no matter what. If you use my voice, it's my voice.
Right.
I have ownership of my voice, right? So how are you just going to take my voice and use it for whatever your character is or how it's going to happen? I don't see how that in any way is right. But for some reason, people are okay with it.
You're right. But I can guarantee you, though, in the next, I'll say 10 years, I can guarantee you that. Because they already got some voice AI in the game in games now. But I guarantee you... Voice actors not gonna be in gaming. I guarantee that. If I was them, I just start finding something else to do. Cause I guarantee.
I think that what's gonna happen is that they're gonna make it not illegal, but they'll make it to where like some restrictions. Right, if you're making a game, and let's say, especially AAA games, there could only be like a certain percentage of AI usage.
Yeah.
Like say for NPCs and stuff like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But anybody who like is a main character or takes you on a mission or has a conversation, like a real genuine conversation with you, you can't have the AI. And that's what they're fighting for right now. And they need to make sure they get that.
You're right.
So like I hear say it might be like smaller indie titles, like real small ones. But once a game blows up and stuff like that, and say they make another one, somebody or that studio decides to make another one, they're probably going to be under a bigger watch.
Right.
To where they're not going to be able to do something like that. They will have to hire a voice actor or stuff like that. So.
You right. Now, let me ask you this, Dad. Do you, do you think, because with the strike and all, do you think the game studios going to start making games that don't have a lot of voicing in them?
No, because it's harder to tell a story with that one. If you're doing a single player game, it's harder to tell a story. Now you can play games like
how about decision making? Do you think decision making gonna be taking a boost now because with this potential
decision making?
You know how you walk up to an NPC and instead of them talking, they have like a list of stuff to where you have A, B, C, D. To where you can,
but that's only, yeah, okay, I got what you say, but that's the only way a lot of games do this.
Like Skyrim, like pretty much right. Skyrim, when you go up to an NPC, they don't talk, they just say, like, woo, or hmm, and then they have like a whole bunch of decisions you can make to where you can do a happy decision, a bad decision, a neutral decision. Do you think more video games are gonna be like that now?
Well, a lot of them do that anyway now. Starfield does it. I know that.
Right.
But it's like even like the latest Tales of Arise game. They did that every once in a while. We just like gave a generic sound when somebody did something.
Yeah.
But like I said, like if it's going to be a bigger game, like NPCs are fine and doing stuff like that. But like main character work and stuff like that, and like groundwork and story. You need to have that proper interaction.
Right.
Otherwise, it just doesn't work.
So, are we saying that if it's a cutscene, you need to have an actual actor, but if it's just a random NPC that really has nothing to do, it's okay to use AI?
Yeah. So, like what I'm envisioning when I say this is, like say you're in a town on Final Fantasy, you walk through, you see all these people, stuff like that.
Right.
You mm-hmm. go talk to somebody and say, they just go, "Hey," or "What up?" or, you know, "I'm busy right now, can't talk." You know, just little random stuff like that.
Right.
Right.
You can use somebody for that. You know, or just recycle a current actor you're going through right now, just have it in the contract or whatever. But if it's a main character, somebody who takes you on a quest, or have a conversation with you, or stuff like that. That needs to be a pay. That can't be an AI.
Oh, hold on. That time out. It just clicked in my head. I got a question for you, and I got a question for LJ. Because these two games, all three of us play. Mass Effect. What you think? Because they use a lot of voice actors. What you think? Do you think they're gonna be affected by this?
Yes.
Oh, if they go on strike, hell yeah, they're gonna be affected.
Because they use a lot.
They use a ton.
Right.
But like I said, I think because EA has Mass Effect and they're negotiating, for what I've read and what I've been looking for the past like few days, like they're all negotiating in good faith right now. So
right.
There's not a full sign of strike, but these voice actors do need the protection from the AI though.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now LJ, Destiny 2, mm-hmm. what you think? Because they just hired what you call it to voice that. What you think?
Yes, but again, that's a main character, right?
Right. Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
Right. So who he's talking about is he's talking about the voice actor for Zavala had passed away. I'm drawing a blank on his name. He was the black guy in the Continental in John Wick. So he recently passed away, and they got a legendary voice actor to come and replace him for the final season of Destiny. That's really important, and they really had to get somebody in there to replace him and do that voice for him because he is such an integral part of that game in a sense. So with that being said, yes, it was important. Now, if you're telling me the random robot, you know, the robot that sweeps up out of nowhere.
Banshee.
No, Banshee can be kind of important. I can understand Banshee having a horse at that. I'm talking about the little robot that says, tick, tick, boom, or, you know, I'm sweeping.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm fine with that being AI. I have no issues with that. But with that being said, you are making somebody lose their job because somebody was doing that voice. They might not was getting paid a lot for it, but that was their job.
Right.
So, you know, you have it's a slippery slope. It definitely is. It just there's a common ground, and I'm all for the use of AI, but it should be done respectfully and without really endangering people's jobs, in my opinion.
Do you think it'll ruin gaming? Both of y'all.
How would it ruin gaming?
Like you said, if they replace it to where the main character is AI.
I don't see that happening, though.
Now, hold on. Well, let me say it like this. Let's say, even though I don't think it's going to happen, but let's say, prime example, Mass Effect and Destiny, they both use a lot of voice actors. Let's just say they came out with a statement saying, hey, we're getting rid of all the voice actors because we're going to use that money that we were paying them to make the game better or to put into the game, and everybody is completely AI. What y'all thoughts on? We're gonna start with Dad first and then LJ.
I wouldn't support it.
Yeah, you would buy no Mass Effect no more?
No.
Mm.
No, because Mass Effect, the game is about the interactions.
You right?
If you don't have the interactions, like you don't have the the relationship with the people, it's the reason why Mass Effect the 1, 2, 3, the first series is my favorite series ever, hands down.
Right.
Because like, I develop relationships. We making sure you're not dying in this game. We're gonna do everything we can, you know,
right,
to do stuff like that. So like if it's That would completely like just take me out of it. It's like I'm not playing Mass Effect. I will be the first one to drop it if they pull some stuff like that.
LJ, what's your thoughts about Destiny doing that?
If Destiny did that, it would one depend on who.
I'm about to say you love Cade. You love Cade,
right? And again, it's for the main characters. It's your main characters are what make your games. The little characters at the end here and there, they don't really make your games at all. I mean, people might remember them because they said something funny or it's a weird interaction. But I don't know. If it's a main character, I can't support it. If it's somebody that's making integral decisions in your game, I just cannot support that. So.
So you won't even pick up Destiny no more if they went fully AI?
Yeah, I would.
Same with you there. You won't. Well, you said no. You said no about Mass Effect. But I'm just saying, I'm pretty sure in the next 10 to 15 years, games. I could have sworn I thought it was bad, but video games will be fully AI, so they can save some money. Yeah, I think if they go that route, like y'all said, is y'all ain't gonna buy it, and I'm pretty sure a lot of people is not gonna buy video games if they find out that this game is fully AI and the characters that they got is just heartless. But
yeah, because you can't tell a single player game story without the enthusiasm and the heart behind it. You'd be pretty much be playing Limbo all the time, you know. So. Yeah, that's my opinion.
Like God trying to come in the podcast too. All right, my fault.
You talking about the light?
I can't fix it.
If that what you were trying to do earlier, you did not fix it. Whatsoever.
I know. Like I said, it's just going.
Close the blinds at all?
No, the blinds are closed.
The blinds are closed.
And
it looks like that.
See, look, the blinds are closed, and the sun is just beaming in here.
Wow.
So I can't do. Unless I can put my head or just do this.
You gotta get a curtain or something.
You gonna have to get a curtain.
Yeah. It's just the angle how the sun is, that's all. But there you got any more stuff you wanna talk about with the story?
No, that pretty much covers it.
I got you. But before we all part our ways, because we got to watch that football, and LJ got to finish watching his Overwatch League. Like I said, if the strike, because we don't know, if the strike happens, we already getting delays with games. If this strike goes down, it's going to make gaming worse. And it's probably going to be, who knows, when we probably going to get games if this strike go down. And also, too, if somebody found a loophole to put AI in the game, even though they're already in there, AI been in the game since gaming came about. But if it starts fully AI to the point where it's nothing but AI, I'm afraid it will start ruining gaming. Because like Dad said, like LJ said, certain characters, prime example, Cade for LJ. LJ loved Cade. When Cade died, he legit was sad for a couple of weeks when he died. Same with me with
a couple of weeks. Hold on now. You are embellishing that way too much.
I mean, it's been a while, so I don't know. You were sad for a day. I know that.
Oh, yeah. For like a day or
you
two.
You were sad for a day. I said, but my point is, you were sad.
Okay.
That's what my point was. My point was that you were sad. Now, Dad, on Mass Effect, who's your favorite character on Mass Effect?
Besides Shepard, it would probably be Tali.
Gotcha. Now, I'm pretty sure if she became fully AI, like Dad said, or if Mass Effect in general became fully AI, he would not support it at all. No. So, with this strike going down to video games, hopefully it don't go through, because if it does go through, ain't no telling, because we may not get a release date for a lot of these games. Prime example, Skull and Bones. They had, soon as you said something, LJ, it popped up on the Epic Games Store. I was like, bro, this is my first time I've ever seen Skull and Bones. Bro, they do not even have a release date for it. So we don't know if it's coming out in 2024. We don't even know when the hell that game coming out. But apparently, they still working on it. We just don't know when it's going to come out. And with this strike, if this strike get passed, y'all can pretty much kiss that game goodbye. Because when that game been announced, a long ass time ago, hasn't it?
Right. But I'm not sure if that's one of those games that's going to have actual worst acting, in a meaningful way.
Right.
Skull of Bones has been beset by countless delays, but it's still slated to release before the end of 2024. This was posted 2 days ago by Games Radar.
So we just gotta cross our fingers and hope the strike don't go, because the strike go, I guarantee you that thing gonna get pushed back even more. But we just gotta wait and see.
Even if they did all the have the voices done, they would use it as an excuse to delay it.
You know it. It's Ubisoft.
That's the gaming way. If you have an excuse to delay it, you delay it.
They gonna find a way.
You remember when people had like 6 months of COVID, like people who were out for 3 days?
Mm-hmm.
You know, 6 months for release? No.
That's... You right. But we just gotta wait and see. But hopefully AI don't try to intervene with video games like it's trying to do with the movie scene. Because if it does, ain't no telling. LJ and Dad already said they ain't going to support their the games that they like. I'm pretty sure I'll probably follow suit. So only time will tell. Now, LJ, before I hand it off to Dad and then to you, Assassin's Creed Mirage, you going to get it? Because I know you love Assassin's Creed.
Yes.
You going to get it?
I'm gonna get it no matter what.
Because it's coming out.
Play it.
It's coming out about 2 to 3 days, ain't it?
Is it? I really don't know.
It come out this week. I know it come out sometime this week.
I would get it, but it will be on the back burner for a little bit.
Because the reason why I said, because they use a lot of voice actors in that too.
That is true.
Now, if Assassin's Creed go fully AI, I know the community gonna be pissed off. But that's that. But Dad, what you gotta say to these folks so we can go ahead and get up out of here?
Shout out to everybody who joining us on TikTok. Yes, followers are almost at 6K. I have a new streaming schedule coming up right now. I will be streaming at dad_dad_gamer. It's gonna be below. Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays at 5 PM Pacific time. We're gonna stream until I don't feel like gaming anymore at that moment. So there's no end time, but we'll start at 5. I do have some other projects I'm working on right now. And I will be, when I get more information, when I get stuff done, I will be announcing them when the time is right. But other than that, the thing you need to know about me right now is streaming schedule changed. It's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
LJ, what you got to say to these folks?
Thanks for listening to us. You won't see this, but hopefully by the time you all see this, the Houston Outlaws will be your Overwatch League champions.
Hopefully. How they doing right now?
They lost the first map, but that was just the first map. The second map starting, so.
Gotcha. And like I said, hopefully this strike don't get passed. If it do get passed, best believe a lot of your games that you're looking forward to gonna get pushed back. And if this AI stuff do take over gaming, I'm pretty sure the video game industry will crumble. I know it probably won't crumble, but a lot of like OG, like me, Dad, and LJ, we probably won't play newer games that much. And we probably go back to the old games. But only time will tell. Hopefully, don't. But only time will tell. But other than that, man, like Dad said, appreciate y'all for tuning in, especially the TikTok folks. Roll to 7K, or well, we ain't even hit 6K, but roll to 6K, then 7K, and hopefully 10K by the end of the year. But other than that, man, my name is Randall. With me, as always, my boy LJ, and the OG Dad himself, man, and together we go by the name of the 2-for-1 Special Podcast. Hopefully y'all enjoyed this episode, man, and we catch y'all on the next one. Peace out.
Peace.